Yo, you on the corner. Yeah, you hungry, ain't you? I got what you need, but
yo, you can get rich, get rich or die trying, die rich and lie frying in a pit. I'm not lying. The heaven where you wanna run free is not welcome to the unredeemed or the money hungry. Go ahead, live your whole life hysterically, chasing the American dream.
Dream on,
cause it's nothing more than an American scheme to have you live your life distracted, impaired when you leave. It's a rich man's world now. Yo, you can't hide that. You ain't got money, you ain't got jack.
Yo,
it ain't a game, my man just got jacked. I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out Jill robbed Jack and hit him with a pail of water and tripped counting her loot. An example of how money fails or slaughters you. I seen a lot of dudes and prostitutes clocking for loot on the block with no suit, in the hottest pursuit to fill their pockets and lose, even though they stacking. But more money, more problems, the anthem that they chanting, absent from heaven, an everlasting stash. Sin has them trapped in fantasies like Aladdin. Aladdin, this generation is lost without guidance. The only ones guiding are the rappers while they're gliding in their jets, riding in their Bentleys. Now they're striving to invest the half dollar signs, rolling neck deep. You hear them smoking Nestle and poking Leslie, but don't know that folks' throats are open, empty graves. So the garbage they speak is not just haughty deceit, it's sin and death, man. Do not be deceived. This is not the life, it's the death of the rich and famous. And Satan's an ignoramus trying to run his game quick to have you find your security in things and disregard pain and the maturity it brings.
I hope that satisfies, fam. You don't need that money to eat over here. Hold up. Hey, you in the suit. You look like you haven't been eating right for a while. Sure, you wash your hands to eat, but
now it's equally evil to have your family in debt while you ride around like Evel Knievel. Yeah, you wanna buy the finer things in life, but you overwork for them and have no time for kids and wife. You throw away money and you gamble it too. You ain't just gambling cash, you're gambling food. Cause while you're having a blast, you could be stacking on new Trishan. You listen, whether Wall Street or Long Beach, you sinning. And ooh, Mrs. Young Secretary, having sex with Harry on his desk to invest in your career, but don't respect your marriage. Foolish decisions for the cash with no regrets is scary. When you idolize wealth, you prioritize self, and God won't bless you with success beyond death. But he laid aside himself, deprived himself of wealth for you, so let his death and resurrection sufficiently bless you.
Yeah, Jesus finished the work, so you don't have to work to eat over here. Yo, you in the Mercedes, you going to that church, right? You look like you're dying of starvation, man. You've been offered the same thing I was offered, but
for the love for money, some pastors be robbing God's people, or to have their church gather in a big cathedral, teaching false doctrine, thinking it's all equal. With no internal growth, there's no need for tall steeples. The walls keep you confined inside, where cons find a side to angle in and strangle your pocket, telling you that
God demands your wallets be emptied at the altar. Let it be hefty what you offer, or God will be grieved and leave you with diseases.
But if you seek the scriptures, you will never see this. He tells us don't give grudgingly, you're out of compulsion, but to give cheerfully no matter what the result, son. When we give to the Lord, should be an act of worship, not to seek rewards or cause you have to purchase his favor or fire insurance. See, the Savior desires to ensure his kids with their needs, to keep on pressing to bring him glory, that he be flexing. He gave his life to afford me my life. I'm rejecting and I lay it down before he. I'm not stressing if I have to live poor, because my treasure is in heaven. This earth will pass away, everything is temporary, nothing's here to last or stay. When he gives a little, I'm called to be a steward. It's borrowed to bless others, not to keep it stored. Where you store your treasure, you'll find your heart's crib, and nothing lasts forever, but forever God lives. Philippians 3, bruh, fulfillment in Jesus. So if I lose everything, I'm chilling in peace. Yup.
I said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but let his soul roam lost, starving for direction? So follow these breadcrumbs. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus has given us everything we need. Himself. Follow him. Yeah, yeah. So I follow these breadcrumbs. Yeah, come on, follow the breadcrumbs.
come with me, follow the breadcrumbs.